What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Refuse to Lose Sports. As you can see, Joe is not here today. You know, he had his show early today at 12 noon, but we have a commander in for him. So what's going on, Mark? How you doing today, my guy?
I'm not doing well at all.
Joe, where you at, man?
Of course, Tom, I will have the props, man. But we here, y'all. It's Friday. Friday's a great day to be here. We got some games to talk about that's happening on Sunday. We got a game to talk about that happened last night. And we actually have another guest to come on for the commander segment. So, hey, Tomo, if you would please, go ahead and introduce our other guest.
Well, I mean, of course, you've all seen him here before. If you're not a member, then you should have checked out that members only video. One of the most hated fan bases in football, and it's not the Dallas Cowboys. It's not the LA Lakers. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. We have another representative from the NFC East here. We have our good man, AJ, 2K. Whoa.
Yo, yo, yo.
And just like that, an Eagle will come in here with an alert. What's up,
man? My bad, man. I'm just getting into my second job, man. Trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Get ready. We could have let you get ready.
Oh, no. We good, man. We here. We locked and loaded. I'm situated. Mark.
What's going on?
How you doing, my guy? How you doing?
I'm not doing.
Like to see you still rapping, man. Like to see you still rapping.
Yeah. Told you. One of us will be here.
Before we get started, we just gotta, you know, say what's up to the good people. As you can see, we already got some people in the comments. Of course, Joe, who is not here, always still supporting the show. Of course, we got Vaughn in the chat and Carl. CTC's on Carl. You know, he had a fire show. So make sure you tune into CTC if you have not checked it out already. There's some games happening today. He had two games that happened yesterday, and then we got. It's basically rivalry Saturday. We got some games going on in college football that you want to pay attention to, but we got some other things to talk about today. So, Tomo, you already know before we get started, we got turned up first.
Turn me up, 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 up.
All right. Can't wait to see what's going to go on. So, Tomo, floor is yours.
I mean, first of all, Amazon. We understand that y'all got the exclusive rights, you know, to these Thursday night games, but sometimes you got to make it so that everybody can watch. I know most of these Thursday night games, they'd be boring, they'd be low scoring. Well, last week, Lions put up some numbers. This week, both teams put up some numbers, some historical numbers from one team. But one fan base is right now singing, maybe I deserve for you to get another coach. Maybe I deserve, but I'm just saying. Last night, Thursday night, we had the 0-4 Bears go up against the 2-2 Commanders at another sold-out FedEx Field game. The fans is coming out in flocks to see the Commanders play. Even Magic Johnson was there. The game took off, but so did the Bears. They started off early with a 27-3 lead, and then, of course, we all know the final score ended in 40-20. We got to talk about it. Mark, that's your team. We're going to let you go first. And just give us a reaction to that game, man.
Well, immediate reaction after the game. I didn't want to talk to nobody. You know, it took a lot of kahunas for me to even come in the chat after all the trash that was talked. I mean, I know I didn't say it, but you know, I'm a ride with my fellow Commander fans. So, I mean, some stuff do be outrageous, but some stuff I do, you know, I gotta back it up. But we came out flat. Defense played bad. It's not even a whole defense. It's just we're like one player is getting exposed every game. It's had back-to-back games where we had a player get over 170 yards. One player, receiver. And it's the crazy part about last night is DJ Moore had 230 yards total, and 147 was after contact. He actually hit an NFL record. He got the most yards with the hitch. And, you know, go route in the one game, which is crazy. I didn't even realize that until after the game. I just kind of look that up. That was bad. So, I mean, it was just take, you know, your team's doing what they're supposed to do. Eagles did the same thing last week. They seen a mismatch with Emmanuel Forbes and A.J. Brown. They took that mismatch and they ran it up. Same thing. They seen a mismatch with D.J. Moore and Emmanuel Forbes. They see what he does. They see how he bite early and they ran it up. And I have nothing to say because that's just what you're supposed to do with great coaching. I mean, that's just good coaching. You know, like first half, we came out bad. Second half, we played a little bit better. But then, again, he finished the first half with 174 yards and ended with 230. So with that, it was just – it was nothing that we can do. The defensive line, we couldn't stop the run. These big, long games, these big plays is killing us. And I know I proclaimed that we will have the best secondary. We have the best secondary in the league. And
he lied!
I'm not even going to, like, I'm going to still stand on it because I still do believe that. I know we haven't, you know, we haven't shown it, and I know what we're capable of. And I know we really haven't shown it yet. But,
accusations, false accusations.
Yeah, we haven't shown that yet. So, I mean, like, I understand the scrutiny I've been getting. I had other Commanders fans that guaranteed wins by 14 points. 20 points, and I know me per se. I said if we win this game by one point, I wouldn't be surprised. And we lost by 20. They doubled our score on us. Our defense looked bad. Just, you know, they exposed that one player, and Emmanuel Forbes, he deleted his account after last week. I know he definitely probably deleted another account now.
Emotional damage.
So it's Sam Howell had his career high. He had 388 yards, but all that stuff means what in the loss, you know? Like, we didn't run the ball. We had 29 rushing yards. We ran the ball six times. I'm sorry, we had 10 carries for 6 yards. That was just like, what are we doing? You know, like, we're not even running. We lost the aspect of the run, so we throwing the ball 51 times. Like, you know, it was bad. The first half was bad. We put ourselves in a hole we couldn't get out of. And I'm ready for the smoke.
So before you go, AJ, because we're going to let you go next, I already know what you're thinking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Go ahead, AJ. Take it away, man.
You know, man, I just
I never heard this many little snippets inside the thing either. This is like really, really bad, by the way.
Tomo Gaston flipped though. He was ready.
Hey, Mark, this one for you. This is really for Joe.
Nah, y'all better not lose. None of y'all better not lose.
I gotta play Dave. I'm playing Dave this week. So
everybody team gonna lose, but we're not gonna lose to Chicago. That's the thing. We're not going to lose to a team as bad as Chicago, a team that hadn't won a game in like a year or so.
We said that with Arizona, too.
You said what?
We said that with Arizona, too.
That's true. I forgot. Dallas, so, sweet.
You about that? Yeah, so.
Well, you know. Yeah. I don't see.
Nah. Sorry, Tomo, but you know. Any given Sunday or any given Thursday.
Hey, but right now we're talking about the Commanders, though. And this is my thing with Mark, man. This, you know. I respect the fact Mark is a diehard Commanders fan. It's hard being a Commanders fan, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. I couldn't do it. You know, it's just hard, boy. You got it.
Oh, he had shit.
The people asked for it. That's the only reason I played it. The people asked for it. It was in the comments.
Cause man, like it's tough, bro. Like, but you back them up to such an extent that I respect it, bro. You know what I'm saying? My only dilemma with you, bro, is everything you said in the offseason and on the NFC East panel, bro. So I last week I had a conversation with your head coach, you know, Riverboat. This week, you know, for this show or today for the show, this week I decided to bring Maury with me because I feel like Maury will be a really good, saying? we had to put the lie detector test out there to see, you know what I'm saying, how some of your facts added up, so.
Remember,
no, I'm not mistaken. You said that y'all had the best secondary, not only y'all had the best secondary, not only in the NFC East. You said in the league, correct? That's what you said.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Oh, I had
He got everything clipped.
Okay. Lie detector test said it was a lie. Okay. You also said that the Commanders are going to win the NFC East. That's looking like it's
the lie detector determined that was a lie.
that's looking like cap.
Hold on, AJ.
You said that Sam
13 games left.
You said Sam it's a wrap. If y'all losing to Chicago, the only way Commanders get back in this division is if we get riddled with a ton of injuries. That's it. Or if Dallas gets riddled with a ton of injuries. But other than that, even then, y'all got to beat teams that you're supposed to beat on your schedule. And if you could lose to Chicago, you could lose to anybody. I'm just saying. You also said Sam Howell was more accurate than All-Pro Jalen Hurts. And given what I saw last night and the fact that he's got more turnovers than passing touchdowns?
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
That's also a lie, my guy. So only thing I really have to say to you today, man, is y'all are buns, bro. Like, at the end of the day, y'all came out. Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Dave. AJ, that's your guy. Go ahead and read it.
Hey, he said season over. Secondary on life support. Get him, AJ. You know, I'm here for it. So, y'all are pretty much done, bro. It's nothing good coming after losing to the Chicago Bears. Y'all might get a couple wins here and there, but the NFC East comes down to the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys, like I already predicted to start the season. But y'all had so much confidence that, oh, we're going to win the division. We're going to win 11 games. We're going to win the Super Bowl. The Eagles going to get swept. Ain't that what you said? Y'all going to sweep us?
We shouldn't have lost that game. I'm not going to talk about the semantics of it, but we shouldn't have lost that game. But, yeah, we lost. I can't blame the refs for nothing. We put ourselves in that position. We lost.
Y'all shouldn't have lost last night. But y'all lost.
We should have lost last night. The Eagles game, we shouldn't have lost. We should have lost. The way we played, we should have lost.
Y'all supposed to beat Chicago. Y'all supposed to be. But I thought it was perfect timing with everything you were saying in the chat, talking all that mess. I know Kev mentioned you first, so, you know, you got to respond to that. You know what I'm saying? But when you mention a quarterback right now that's undefeated, just you got to add some respect to it, bro. Because your quarterback right now, he buns, bro. He don't look good, bro.
My quarterback don't look. All right. Time out. Look, I know we lost, but I can't sit here and say that my QB don't look good because the QB actually does look good. I know we lost, and it's like I don't want to take any type of like moral victory on it because it's no victory. We lost. We got it handed to us. We lost, right? But first half, I mean, Sam Howell, he came out flat, but it ain't like it was. We just, you know, couldn't get nothing going. Three and out. We only had, 16 plays in the first half. And we punted on three drives straight. It's three and out. So straight three and outs. And we ran the ball twice and dropped pass or something like that. So, I mean, second half, Sam came out firing. Even at the end of the first half, he was firing. But, like, first quarter was bad. Next three quarters, Sam was a little better. Hold up.
Goodness.
What happened to Brian Mid Robinson last night? Well, Javon, the same thing is going to happen to Najee Harris for the rest of his career. You're going to owe me a jersey by the end of the season because as bad as the game that he had, he's still better than Najee Harris. So, and then the Steelers just lose to the Texans, to the team that everybody was saying the same thing. They was on the same level as Chicago or Arizona at that time, and they put up 6 points.
Arizona's a good team.
Arizona's a good team now because they beat
Dallas. Happy crap with that.
I'm just saying. I see Ravens in there talking trash too. And it's just like it's gonna be three Ravens that literally finished the season healthy. Everybody else. So I mean, like, you know, they got the injury bug that bit them. So they might not make the playoffs because of that. If they do, Lamar's great, but Lamar might not even finish the season. Sorry,
y'all healthy taking L's though, bro. Like,
I know we healthy. We lost, and it's like I have no excuse for what happened yesterday with Washington. I have no excuses. We played Like, you know, they took advantage of what they supposed to take advantage of, and we lost that game. The Bears came out ready, and we wasn't. Like, they had more to play for than we had to lose.
See, what happened was y'all came out, y'all got ran through by the Bills, and everybody was like, you know what? Maybe Washington ain't like that. Maybe there's just levels to this. You know, we see the progression from season to season. They're a decent team, but they're not on that level yet. And y'all took that as disrespect. EB was in the locker room like, hey, we finna get it together. You know what I'm saying? We finna scheme it up against Philly. We finna come out here. I just beat them in the Super Bowl, right? We finna scheme them up. And y'all came out there against us and played us like the Super Bowl was on the line. Played us like if y'all won that game, y'all was gonna win the division. Completely forgot about the fact that y'all got a game Thursday night. So y'all came out tired, gassed, forgot that you gotta play a couple days later. And hey, feels put boost to y'all. That's how that went. That's how I see it.
Oh yeah, with it.
Oh, they are turned up. They are turned up, man.
I hope I get y'all a lot of money today. You know, hey,
Joe. I'm telling you, Joe. Hey, if y'all don't know, check out the Joe Jordan Show. It streamed earlier today. But telling you, Joe, you should have been here because everybody was here for the live stream. And shout out to my man, Cardo. You've been a member for 2 months, you know, superstar member that is. Shout out to R2L, big game Sunday. You know, cowboy colors, hearts, cowboy emoji, handshake. Hey, Mark, your man Forbes is trash. Season over. Hashtag sweetest secondary ever. Hashtag we here.
I like the trash talk because, like, the same thing. We was ranked last at the same week last season. We finished number 3. So, I mean, like, so I it's still early. The defense can get itself together, and the Redskins fans, I'm going to say Redskins, Commanders fans, that's all arguing for the coaches to lose their job this week, next week. They got to get fired. They was in the same predicament last year, the same exact way. But giving up big plays, same exact way. The defense stepped up when it's supposed to. We just got to get two things to go. We just need balance because the offense wasn't good last year and the defense became great. Now that the offense is way better than it was last year and the defense is slimming. Slumdog Millionaire. And everyone knows we're better than this. So we just got to come out and we got to prove it. And we haven't proved it yet. We gave up 30-plus points for 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, 3 weeks in a row. And that is just not – that's not us. I know you can say the Broncos game, that Hail Mary at the end was, you know, that was fluke. But, you know, they ended up with 30. They had 28, you know, ended up with 34. So, I mean, like, they still had 28 points. And the defense that we have isn't supposed to allow more than 21. You know, so 21 is supposed to be the max amount of points that defense is supposed to give up. Like, that's – and we're not playing to the standard of, you know, that we're supposed to play. So – that's sure just on that? That's on us. We're not playing to our standard, but it will get better. I can promise you that. I don't guarantee wins, but I guarantee the defense will be better, and we will finish exactly what I said we would.
See, this is the thing with y'all getting better and y'all doing what y'all did last season. Last season, y'all getting better and improving and winning games resulted in a playoff berth, and then y'all got past the divisional round, and then y'all was in the NFC Championship in the Super. Oh, wait, y'all didn't make the playoffs yet last year, if I'm not mistaken, right? Y'all missed the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys got in, right? If I'm not mistaken, right?
I saw that coming yesterday.
So y'all are hoping, you're hoping that your defense and offense and all that improves, and it's going to be, it was like this last year. See, Eagles fans can say that.
The offense is better than it was last year.
We haven't lost the game. We haven't lost a game. Dallas, you know, they lost one game. But even Dallas fans could say things like, you know, it could be like last year because at least they got to the playoffs and Dallas did what they normally do.
They lost to Arizona.
They got to the
playoffs. Chicago.
Got to the Super Bowl. We lost, but we can say, look, it's starting slow, but it'll get better and we could be like what we were last season. So I just want you to know that when we have these conversations about the Commanders, the Eagles, and the NFC East, your expectation is that y'all improve enough to barely miss the playoffs. And our expectation is to improve enough to get back to the Super Bowl. See, what I'm trying to get through to you right now is there is levels to this. And I need you to understand.
Okay. Oh, you said levels. Hold on, I'm sorry. You're right.
They are turned up today. Take it away, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, I'm ready to say. Go ahead, my bad. Go ahead.
Joe says, AJ, are you ready to say the Commanders will miss the playoffs? Tom O'Killen with the sound effects.
It's the easiest show I had so far, Joe.
You said, I know. It's easy to say that. It's week five. Like, it literally week. It's 12 weeks left. It's week five. So, I mean, like, it's the same predicament our defense was in last year. And our offense is not as bad as it was last year because we actually have a quarterback that can throw the ball. And, like, it's bad. We lost, but all the command we do see with Sam Howell, because he's better than a lot of quarterbacks that we had previously. And, I mean, he's a lot better than the quarterback we had previously. But we had, like, I wish we had that vision that Kev put on here with the jersey with all the names on it. But, like, you know.
That was funny.
But, like, it's just like all them quarterbacks. And Sam Howell is, like, the one that we see that's, oh, he can actually do something. You know, ever since RG3, maybe, to a lot of Commanders fans before he got injured. But we can actually see him, you know, and I wasn't a big Sam Howell believer in the beginning, but, like, I actually see something now. So it's just that, like, the team got to – I put big expectations on my team first year. And it's, like, I do think that we are good enough to compete with teams like Philly. I do think we're good enough to do that. We just competed with teams like Philly just now. I mean, we – went in overtime and took an L, but we competed. Like, it was a really, really good game. We just came out flat against Chicago, and you can't do that in the NFL. I don't know if they thought they was going to be sweet, or they thought they was going to run the ball more, or I don't know what it was, but it took too long to adjust. And I know they St. Juice was on Darnell Mooney the whole game. He should have switched to DJ Moore, and that's a coaching failure. That is like, and that was just bad on coaching. Then Kendall Fuller had the worst game of the season. He was our best cornerback coming to this game. He was the best. He was the cornerback that gave the least amount of yards, the least amount of catches, no touchdowns. Kendall Fuller was the best, and he got cooked too. I know that last play, he tried to make a play and, you know, pick six and jump the route, but he didn't jump high enough. So stuff like that is, I mean, if he would have got it, you would be having a different conversation, but he didn't. So. It's the conversation we're having now. So, I mean, it's all about, like, you know, it really is a game of inches. It's crazy because, you know, we down 24 points and we lost by 20. And we had the game within 10 in the fourth quarter with, like, 6 minutes left. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the second time that happened. We just given up so many points in the last. Same thing with the Bills. It was a two-score game with in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes left, and they finished with 38. So it's like, man, I don't. Maybe the defense is tired. The defense was on the game. It was in the, you know, defense was out there the whole time. Not excuses because we had depth. We should have been, you know, we do. We was doing the rotation thing. We just got outplayed, and there's nothing that I don't have nothing that I can say. We just got outplayed.
The game is a game of inches, but y'all lost by a couple miles last night. I'll pitch it back to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'll pitch it back to y'all. Y'all going to struggle with the Falcons. Y'all see us again. I'm not sold on New England. I'll probably say y'all beat New England, but y'all got to play Seattle. You got to still play Dallas twice, if I'm not mistaken. You got to play the Dolphins. You got to play the Rams, who's going to give us a run for our money this Sunday, I believe. You got to play the Niners. Y'all are
just
not
like –
y'all are done.
Just like we lose to teams that we beat teams we're supposed to lose to, we beat teams we're supposed to lose to too. So the Dolphins game, like, I'm not worried about the Cowboys at all, but the Dolphins game, like Seattle, the Dolphins is their defense sweet. The Seattle, they have a good team. They have a good team all around. We just gotta, you know. We can't get food on a play action. This play action was killing us.
Hold on.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
We gotta wait till Thanksgiving. We're not worried about Dallas, right?
I'm not even talking about the Cowboys. The fact that you just threw out there, I was trying to stop you because you was rambling about teams and you said that you said something about the Dolphins defense being sweet. Jalen Ramsey coming back.
That's true.
Not worried about that. What that mean?
It's still like trades can still happen though, Mark. Like, calm down. Hold on.
I'm not worried about. Look, the thing is, I don't work. Like, it's not top corners I worry about. It's the cornerbacks that's not top. That'll come out of nowhere and have a good game.
Xavier Howard's not a top corner. Are you forgetting who that is, Mark?
You this year throughout his career? Because this year, no, he's not. Really? No, he's not a top corner this year. No, he's not a top corner this year. Not right now. He could get better throughout the year, but no, not right now.
He's better than Forbes, I'll tell you that.
Forbes just don't want to tackle. That was
well, honestly, I'm not, as many yards as Forbes and gave up in the last 2 weeks.
You know, Xavier Howard is not allowing a lot of yards this year, right? I have all the sources, he's better than Forbes
right now. Yes, he is. Forbes is a rookie, and like we put him on a half pedestal because we believe in him. We are comparing him to Forbes. We just compared him to Forbes just now. I'm not using that argument.
Everyone just did.
No, he's not better than Forbes. He's not better than Xavier Howard right now. I'm sorry, I said the wrong name. I said the backwards. No, he's a rookie, and he's getting his growing pains. Like he really is. Like if he, this either gonna make him one of the best corners in the league or make him one of the worst corners in the league. So I mean, like only time can tell about that because that's what happens. Like corners don't come in their first year and be great. None of them are, unless I mean you got your select few. But it normally take a year or two for corners to come out and, you know, they made a statement. Now you know who they are. So, I mean, this either going to make them or break them. And I don't think it's going to break them. So, I just got to keep going. I still believe. I'm not, like, you know, one of the ones that's going to hate. Like, oh, man, you got to go. You should trade them. Nah, not yet. You ain't got to fire nobody. It's still early. It's only week five.
Now, that's okay. That's where I wanted to get to. Like, you – AJ took us to a whole nother level when he brought up the schedule. Then I started looking at the schedule and saying, hey, slow down, player. Slow down. Like, just slow down. Because technically, Ron Rivera may not be here if y'all lose the next two games the way y'all lost these games. Magic Johnson came out and said something. He's like, look, man, I'm tired of this. Y'all made Magic Man upset. He went back to winning time Magic. So they came out there with no heart, no tenacity. They feel like they didn't even want to play. So you know what Magic, it's going to be showtime if he do this again. So EB. Matter of fact, not even EB. This is a message to Ron Rivera coming from a Cowboys fan. Jason Garrett was our offensive coordinator for like 5 years. He was getting paid more than the head coach. Some people would say Jason Garrett messed up some of those games just because he knew the coach was going to get fired. Not saying that's what EB doing. But if y'all come out there and look lackluster like that one more time, because Ron Rivera ain't known for really winning, EB's known for being a part of winning. Magic might be like, hey, man, it's Magic, man. It's showtime. Ron, you can go get on your riverboat, row, 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 and go on. And EB may be your coach. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Ron has only had two seasons of over 9+ wins. And that was 11-5. That was 11-5 with the Panthers and 15-1 when Cam Newton won the MVP. My only thing I gotta say about this is AJ, I kinda have to disagree with you when you called Sam Howell Buns. I'm not gonna say he's Buns. He actually leads the league in passing yards right now. So he's not Buns.
He leads in interceptions too.
I get that, but what I'm saying is he's not Buns. He's better than what they had the last few seasons. I'm gonna give him that at least.
So this is the thing. One, I mean, he's played one more game. He's right there with Justin Fields and playing more games. Fields, I'm sure, yards is up there. Yesterday, we talked about how it was empty calories with Carl in the chat. Empty calories because you got all them yards because you threw the ball a bajillion times this previous game. But I say that about Sam Howell, taking all the trolling out of it. I say that about Sam Howell because if Mark can say Najee Harris is trash, if he can say Jalen Hurts is mid and all of this, Sam Howell, some buns, bro.
Let me fix the Jalen Hurts thing on air right now, okay? So, no, I don't like Jalen Hurts. It's because of Kevin, the reason why I don't like Jalen Hurts. It's not because of the person Jalen Hurts. I feel like he's a good dude. He's a leader and everything like that. I just don't like it because of Kev. I don't like Jalen Hurts. Two, Jalen Hurts has to prove it to me one more year because he's a quarterback. It's not like if you're a wide receiver and have a great year or one cornerback to have a great year. Because he's a quarterback, he has to do it again because we saw Case Keenum do the same thing. Honestly, I'm not no trolling or nothing aside. I just got to see him repeat what he did. The Eagles do have a good team. You may hear me talk trash about Hurts all the time, which I will continue to do until he proves me wrong, but the Eagles have a really good team. I know Tomo think tight end, wide receiver one. I think Smitty a wide receiver one, but that's because I'm so high on Smitty. But like whenever AJ, I give AJ's praise. He is a slant king. Don't get me wrong. He in order to be a slant king, you got to be good, because for you to be that big and cut like you always open when you slant, when you're doing a slant, just nobody can do nothing about it. Why stop? You know? So I really don't have nothing to say bad about the Eagles team except their secondary. I don't think your secondary is good at all. But the your D line is good. I just don't like Hurts. I like DeAndre Swift. Like, I'm mad that he went down. I was like, how did they even get him? So it's just like the Eagles have a really, really, really good team. And I do believe a lot of quarterbacks behind that O-line with that team, a lot of quarterbacks can put up better numbers than Jalen Hurts can. I'm not saying they will win.
Mark, you done open up another door.
Yeah, I mean, we always started. We started it. This is what I'm saying. This is why I feel like it's about Hurts. Because if I feel like another quarterback can come the way he was at and, you know, do the same thing that he did, they might not be as efficient, is because they won't take, like, they won't, Jalen Hurts won't take as many risks as other quarterbacks will. He is not going to turn the ball over. He's going to try to get to the W no matter what. He's going to try to get to the W. He will run the ball if you have to. If you got to pass it, he'll pass it. But, like, he's going to get the dub. And then you've got a defense that is going to, you know, help you out. So, I mean, like, the Eagles are a really good team. It's just I don't like Jalen Hurts. That's it. He's got to prove it to me one more year. If he do it this year and y'all get back to the playoffs, if y'all get to the NFC Championship, I can't say nothing else bad about Hurts. That's it. Like,
hey,
this
hey,
is
Jerry.
That's where I was about to go, because I'm glad you giving AJ. I mean, I'm glad you giving Justin Fields. I mean, damn. I'm glad you giving Jalen Hurts his props, but I seen Jerry pop up and I know my man Dave wants to say something about Justin Fields right
quick.
We have been talking about every other team, but the team that actually won the game.
I have to.
And DJ Moore did go off.
Because there are two people that have came at me about Justin Fields. One guy's DeVore, who came on the show. He clearly couldn't say nothing today, you know, because Justin Fields had a good game yesterday. He wasn't accurate. I won't say that he was accurate because he was 15-29, so that wasn't accurate. But he threw for 282 yards and 4 touchdowns.
I mean, 230 with the one player.
I get that, but he still threw the ball. He had 211 of his yards was down the field.
I mean, because he had 147 yards a yak. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm not taking it away. They did.
No one else takes that away.
Comeback, and he was gone. You know, that's what it is. Don't make it. Justin Fields ain't proved nothing yesterday.
My bad. Go ahead, Tom. I'm going to put it back a bit. So, shout out to Vaughn, member for a month. We get a lot of super chats today. I'm going to just say, Mark is just a hater. B Rob had a taste of when Najee goes through a lot and couldn't break not one run. Trash. Hashtag silence Mark. But, Jerry, you were talking a lot of smack about Justin Fields, man. In the last 2 weeks, he's played well. Last week, they lost to the Broncos. I get it, but that wasn't all on him. This week, you can't really say much about Justin Fields. And y'all been calling him a running back. Last I checked, he didn't run for over 100 yards yesterday. He threw for almost 300 yards and 4 touchdowns.
Has he played like trash the 2 games before that? Before the last 2 games, does he play like – okay, so you giving him a pass, but Sam Howell don't get one.
Look, I'm not saying – look, this is my issue.
And this is second season. This Sam's first.
I never said –
I'm just – okay.
That Justin Fields was one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Did I ever say that?
No, you did not. But y'all are giving him passes like crazy.
I'm not giving him a pass. I never gave him a pass either. You haven't watched the show. You haven't watched the show because I never gave him a pass. I say he needs to improve. And he needs to stop doing. He needs to stop looking at one read. If you look at the All-22 from last night, he didn't go through one read. He went through every single read and made sure he made the right pass. That was something he
couldn't have went through every single read. He threw the ball in 2.5 seconds for majority of his passes. You're not reading nothing in 2.5 seconds. That is a route.
Go look at All-22. I had this conversation with Joe already, so I'm like I said, this wasn't even for you. This was not for you, but you came and jumped in the conversation. This is for Jerry, because Jerry has been one of those guys to tell him, and he's still calling him trash. Well, that trash quarterback just blew out your offense, just blew your defense out the water. So I don't want to hear nothing else from anybody that talked about Justin Fields, because he just trashed the Commanders defense, who's supposed to be top five. I expected it to be top five. So this is not me saying that it shouldn't be. I expected it to be, and y'all disappointed me last night.
And this is funny, because it sounds like the other guy on the other side of the panel when they talk about Jalen Hurts, because he's like, well, if he ain't all pro, then he just beat y'all, so now I need the same respect. I don't know what parallel universe I'm in right now. The fact that Mark came up here and finally told us about why he don't like Hurts, Mark, I feel you on that, but AJ Brown still run tight end routes. Travis Kelce does the same thing. I'm not giving up that. I'm not giving up my debate until we play the Eagles, all right?
Who looked better so far, AJ or CD Lamb?
They both look about the same, Bucko, because your man didn't have a 100-yard game until game three. So get out of here.
Hey, I'll let y'all take it away. I wanted to respond to one thing Jerry said, and it's one thing that I commented on yesterday on my page, and one thing people have been saying to me today. Oh, Eagles fans can't say nothing because that same team took y'all to OT. That does not matter because the Colts almost beat us last season. The Cowboys just lost to the Cardinals. That don't mean the Cardinals are better than the Cowboys. That don't mean the Colts were better than the Eagles. Any given Sunday, things like that can happen. Mm-hmm. I don't believe the Bears are better than the Commanders.
Thank you. The Commanders
are better. That was the same thing for me. I expected the Commanders to win that game last night.
Any given Sunday, anything can happen. We came out flat. I respect that.
So that's my thing. I don't put no stock into that. We don't put no stock into nothing like that. We all know. I don't think Tampa Bay is going to continue to play well, but they 3-1 right now, 4-1 somewhere around in there. So things like that happened at the beginning of the season, and it's a division rivalry. The Washington, whoever they play, I think they play the Falcons next week. They'll play much better next week because they got smacked the week before. Same thing happened against the Bills. They got smacked against the Bills, and they came out and gets against Philly ready to ball because, you know, they got players over there that, you know what I'm saying, they want to prove themselves. You know what I'm saying? They got egos over there. They got pride over there. You don't want to get blown out twice in a row. So, of course. But I'm not putting no stock into, oh, they took your team to overtime. At the end of the day, bro, 4-0, my guy. That's what matters, bro. I don't care if we advance in the playoffs by 0.5. If we win the Super Bowl by 0.2, we still going to have a chance at the end of the day. That's just how I see it. So, that's it. But the Commanders.
Bad game. Bad week.
The Commanders.
Okay, I'm about to say that was my right, but that's your okay. I see
that's
what it
left.
Is.
That's my left.
It's the mirror. It's the mirror thing. But yeah, I got you.
Oh man, hey, I think you gotta get out of here, man. We appreciate you for coming on. Y'all actually made this. Joe is gonna be happy because we actually got a whole show that's a segment now. So when we clip this up, y'all can just go back. And I know for a fact that Kev is gonna clip up that Jalen Hurts moment. I know he is for a fact. So, Mark, be ready.
Oh, no. He just got to do it again. He got a whole year of scrutiny from me until he gets to the NFC Championship. And he just got to get there. He ain't got to win. He got to get there.
But so, if you're in the chat, man, you know they don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I do. But my respect is different. It comes different. If he does it again, he got it. He just can't do it one time.
I can't put the emojis up here, but Carl loves to say it the last 2 weeks. Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. That's just how the chats operate, man.
Thank you, Carl, for coming.
Hey, Carl, if the Steelers come out and beat the Ravens, after everything that you've been talking about, you know, them losing to the Texans and them getting smacked by the 49ers and, you know, Kenny Pickett or Kenny Pick Six or whatever y'all call them, if they come out and win, like, you know, it's all – I got smoke for all the Raven fans because y'all was in the chat heavier than everybody – well, outside of the Eagles. Y'all was in the chat heavier than everybody else was.
It was so a bird thing, man.
It was a bird thing. They better not lose.
Hey, man, get out of here, man.
That's how you said it, AJ, ain't it? That's funny, man. Toma, didn't you start that?
What?
Didn't you start the cacao? Didn't you start that?
Yeah, because they was losing. It was more of a eagle.
You know, the one thing they ain't going to do, though, is run the ball for like 50, 60 yards. They can't do that. That's one thing the Steelers can't do because they need a running back.
Oh, man.
Look, man, it's rivalry weekend in college football and – in the NFL, because we got one of the most historic franchises going at it on Sunday. So we got to make some picks here, man. AJ, you sticking around or you out of here?
I got to head out, man. I got to head out. But go Gophers, man. Roll the boat. I don't even know if they play this Saturday, to be honest. But if they do play, go Gophers.
So get your last words in before we move on to the next.
Oh, I mean, I don't have much to say, man. Left hand up, bro. Left hand up, man. I'll see y'all next time.
All right, man.
All right.
Man, that's crazy. Hey, Mark, man, we're going to take a quick commercial break, man. Give us like a minute or two. We'll be right back, man. We're going to make these picks, and then we're going to get up out of here. So y'all stick around. Hit the like button. If you're not a member, click the link in the description. The video will show you how. We'll be right back.
Yo, my name is Lambo Anlo.
This is Dimitri.
This is Ed Hahn.
My name is Daryl Julian, and this is
Refuse to Lose Sports.
It can't be diffused. If you ain't thinking the same, then we playing by different rules. You can't see the vision, we living in different views. Until we complete the mission, keep getting up, never snooze. I walked the mile in my shoes, had the mind of a fool. Chasing diamonds and jewels, trust me, I was confused. Started minding my business and used my mind as a tool. End up finding my purpose and found the time to get to it. They told me I couldn't do it, they told me I couldn't make it. They sold it, could never break it, that's sadly mistaken. I need a piece of the pie, I want it so bad I can taste it. They told me, like told me, keep on running, toes they gon' take them. Refuse to lose, built to win, apply myself, I felt it in. No time for the doubt, they counted me out, I'm getting it in, yeah. No time for no loss, I pay for the cost, I'm winning to win, yeah. Refuse to lose, I'm built to win, apply myself, I felt it in. No time for the doubt, they counted me out, I'm getting it in, yeah. No time for no loss, I'm paying the cost, I'm ready to win, yeah, yeah. Refuse.
Told y'all we'd be right back, man. I'm loving them commercial breaks, man.
I'd be great. Rapping like a mug on them down. I know the words.
Man, now I know how they be feeling. I know how they feel on live TV when they get their little 3-minute break. Man, you can actually reset. Man, coming off that last segment, man, that was crazy. I ain't think you gonna go that crazy, man. But we said we back. Y'all already know how to become a member. Y'all know the features that come with it. Y'all already know about the chats. Vaughn said it as we was in there. He's like, somebody's not a member. He's talking to you that's watching right now if you ain't clicked that link. So we got to make these picks, man. Mark, I'm glad you're still around because the first thing we got to talk about is one of the teams you said you're not worried about. And the second team I know I ain't worried about. The Dolphins versus the Giants. Who you got winning and why?
I have the Dolphins winning this game, but I don't have them blowing the Giants out. Because the Giants do have a pretty good defense. I don't think they're gonna blow them out, but I do think the Dolphins will win this game.
Stop the cap.
It's gonna be a good game. It's gonna be a good game.
I think it's a blowout.
Well, yeah, they say Saquon is questionable. So if Saquon comes back, it's not gonna be a blowout.
I call a blowout. I expect the Dolphins to win this by at least 14. I don't expect much of a competition from this game.
I don't need to make a pick because we on the same page, Dave. Y'all know how I feel about the Giants. And this is why we need a Giants fan in the chat. So maybe somebody can humble me because right now Danny Dimes ain't the answer. I don't care what you say. I'm sorry. I seen Dimes go for more at Coinstar and he ain't fall in. So we gotta go to the next game. Where we at with it? We got the Broncos versus the Jets. Dave, who you got winning and why?
I wanna say the Jets. Because although me and you have been on this thing about Zach Wilson being trash, he actually played good against the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm a little iffy about this game. I'm gonna say the Broncos, but I would not be surprised if the Jets win and Zach Wilson plays another good game. I'm gonna say the Broncos win this by 3.
Man, that's crazy because if Aaron Rodgers is there, and that's why I think Zach Wilson played better. He had Aaron Rodgers in his ear, and that whoever the offensive coordinator was, he probably was telling him, relax, just throw the ball. It's going to be okay. I got some perks. I'm going with the Jets, man. I got the Jets winning this one. The Broncos just traded away one of their pass. Matter of fact, nah. I'm going with the Broncos. I just thought about it. They just traded Randy Gregory. Some people are saying Randy Gregory was the issue there with the defense. They say he was giving up on plays. I don't know. But look, I got to go with the Walmart brand. I like shopping at Walmart. The Broncos going to win this game. Mark?
I'm with Dave a little bit on this one. I think that I got a feeling the Broncos going to come out. But, like, Zach Wilson has, like, you know, last game played the Chiefs. He looked a lot better. If he can build on that, they have a good chance at winning. Denver still need to get their defense together. They rushing defense was – bad, and they passing defense is bad. So, like, they just got to get better altogether. Randy Gregory not out there checking receivers. So, and Russell Wilson actually having a pretty good year. I know everybody hate him, but he's actually having a pretty good year. So, I mean, I think the Broncos take this one, but I would not be surprised if the Jets win.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly how I feel.
So we all say Broncos in unison. Carl say Jets. That's cool. Man, every time, my bad, Jerry, every time you comment, I got to change the subject. My bad.
It's all good.
Pats versus Saints. I'm going to start this one off. Coming off that embarrassing loss to the Dallas Cowboys, the Patriots have to go up against the Saints. And for this one, I think this is the Mac Jones prove it or lose it game. It's in New England, and Bill Belichick is not going to lose two games in a row. Although they did lose their starting rookie cornerback and Judon, I still am going to pick the Pats to win this game. I'm going to pick the Pats, man. I'm going to go down swinging. Hopefully they do something. Mark, tell me why I'm wrong.
It's tough because is Derek Carr playing?
Yes, is he injured? He is. He's playing.
He was. What are you playing?
And he's playing like trash.
No, he's playing like himself.
Like the Saints defense is is good, but like the offense is so bad. Like I think Mac Jones they put it together enough. I think I got the Patriots winning this game.
Dave.
Yeah, I'm not agreeing with y'all. I got the Saints winning this game. Saints defense is what gives me a difference in this, because the Saints defense is still one of the best defenses in the league. So I'm going with the Saints. I wouldn't be surprised if the Pats won, but I'm going with the Saints. I don't like how they play. They played against a good defense last week with the Cowboys, and they playing against another good defense this week.
The Cowboys not the Saints. They pass rushes is not like the Saints.
No, but their defense has still been back, still been good. Remember, Dennis Allen's the head coach. He controls that defense. That defense still comes out to play.
That is true. I knew it was going to happen, bro. It never fails. Take it away, Dave.
It's all good. So, next game we got coming up. I don't know if you got the banners up there or not, but.
It's Eagles versus Rams.
Yeah, I see. Eagles versus Rams. We got the Eagles coming off an OT win against the Commanders. And then we got the Rams, you know, coming off another good game with Puka, who had another good game. And then Cooper Kupp is now available, and he will not be limited in this game. Although, I think this game is going to be more competitive than most people think. I still have the Eagles winning this game. I do think this game will be close. I don't think it's going to be a blowout because Matt Stafford has played a lot better. That injured arm looks a lot better this year than it did last year. Then he has Puka, who came out of nowhere as a rookie. He's pretty much balling out. Then he got Cooper Kupp coming back. So I feel like that I can't forget about Tutu Atwell, who's also played real good. So that's three. He has at least three good receivers. Tyler Higbee. I got the Eagles winning this game, but I'm going to say by 3-7 at the most.
Oh yeah, that's a. You know what's crazy is that I also have the Eagles winning this game. Puka is going to be a problem. Like I want to see how the Eagles actually defend him because he's on the tear right now. He's catching like eight to ten balls a game. You know, so I mean, he right now he's on track to do something that no other rookie wide receiver has ever done. So I mean, I want to see how the Eagles and their secondary contain him. Because they do get the ball out fast. Puka is not like a Randy Moss, or he's more like what's the guy that used to play wide receiver for the Patriots? Wes Welker type player.
That's Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp is that kind of player.
He's the same type of player as Cooper Kupp. So I want to see how they actually scheme. I know if Cooper Kupp playing, they're going to get him involved. So the offense is going to move the ball. If they don't, like the Eagles defense. But like that's I think the Eagles gonna win this game. It's gonna be a good game, though. It's not gonna be a blowout.
I said in the chat that I'm rooting for Matt Stafford to win this game.
I am rooting for him too.
But
I think that's a unison thing.
But I know.
Although Eagles I don't like the Rams. Yeah.
I know. Carl gonna kill me too. But I gotta go with my heart telling me. My heart telling me the Eagles. My brain saying the Rams. That's the you. I don't like the Eagles at all. I gotta go with the Eagles, man. They're gonna win this game, man. They've been finding ways to win ugly, and there's gonna be another one of them games, but they're gonna find a way to win ugly, and we're gonna have to hit us in the chat. I don't care how we win.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how to run. The Eagles always get 50-50 calls. They always get the 50-50 calls.
Troy Vincent. I mean, so, yeah.
They always get the 50-50 calls. They do.
Look, man. You're old enough to know, man. Troy Vincent worked for the NFL. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Well. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
We get into the rivalries now.
There we go. I've been waiting for this one.
We started with you too. So Mark, Steelers Ravens, you know, one of the biggest rivalries in the NFL. Who you got?
This is a rivalry game. So it's like the other weeks don't matter. Like none of the way they play, none of it matters when it comes to like in division games, rivalry games. But with the Steelers and the Ravens, I know Javon said earlier that B-Rob had a taste of what Najee goes through. I think B-Rob got a worse situation because I think he's just a better running back. But I do think the Ravens win this game because they have Lamar. That's it. Like they have the Steelers have a D-line, which is really, really good, and they still got T.J. Watt. As long as you got T.J. Watt, nothing is, you know, out of reach. But I'll take Lamar over T.J. Watt. I'm taking Lamar. That's where it goes. They both, like, you know, injured a little bit, but I'm definitely taking Lamar over T.J. So I'm picking the Ravens.
Last week we said who's going to have a better day. Is it going to be Lamar Jackson or the Browns defense? I mean, we said Lamar Jackson, right? We seen what happened. Miles Garrett was even upset. He's like, who are we right now? Mm-hmm. But with these games here, man, it's kind of like old Cowboys versus now known Commanders, or Cowboys versus Eagles, or Eagles versus Giants, or Giants versus Commanders. You never know how this is going to turn out. You never know. Shout out to my man from Cedar Hill. You know, hopefully you're a Cowboy fan. But
nope, he just said what Steve
is. Well, there we go. There we go. Look at my face. Well, with that being said, man, I said until he proved me wrong, man, I'm not going to pick against him, and I'm going with the Ravens.
Same here. I'm going with the Ravens. Now, I will say this. There are some injuries on both sides of the ball, but Odell Beckham and Rashad Bateman are back in this game. Steelers tight end Pat Freiermuth is out. Kenny Pickett is in. He will be playing. So I guess that's a plus minus for the Steelers. But I'm going with the Ravens. I feel like the Ravens are going to win this game. They might even win this by 7 or 10. Who knows? But I got the Ravens winning this game.
Hey, look, all I know is the Steelers better score a touchdown. They better score a touchdown. That's all I know.
Hey, for Von's sake, they better score a touchdown. That members only was bad last week. It got ugly. Mm-hmm. Man.
They better score a touchdown.
Yeah. Well, Dave, now it's time to say goodbye.
It's the game of the week. The game of the night. Primetime Sunday night football. Cowboys are 29-24 in Sunday night football games. And the Niners are 7-10.
Favoritism.
Last two times these teams have played have been in the playoffs with the Niners coming out on top.
Sadness.
Niners traded Trey Lance to the Cowboys this year for a fourth round pick.
Madness.
And then the Niners just today traded for Randy Gregory for a sixth round pick.
Combination.
I guess I'll start this off.
I'm going to say you want Mark to go, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You know what? Yep, Mark, you pick first. You pick first.
Okay, I can pick first. The 49ers are –
do the right thing, Mark. Do the right thing.
I'm trying to influence them.
They haven't played a defense like the Cowboys yet this season, and Dak hasn't had his come-out game yet. He hasn't had his breakout game, and it could be this game because Dak usually do it against really good defenses and be like, okay, well, the Cowboys is really good this year, you know? So I'm actually picking the Cowboys to beat the 49ers this week.
I'm not surprised. You did that in the playoffs too, so I'm not surprised.
Well, I did actually do that, and they well,
hostility there. Did y'all hear that?
No, I did pick the Cowboys. Honestly, it was not surprised. I'm not hostile.
After a good game from Dak against, you know, against Tampa Bay, you know?
Yeah, but so I predicted, I had to tell Tom that game was going to be a blowout. I said, Tomo, that game is not going to be close.
Y'all still the playoffs. You never know. The Giants won the Super Bowl at 9-7. So I mean,
yeah, but that defense was great. The Buccaneers was not that good last year. They got in because their team, the division sucked. That's how they got in the playoffs.
Okay, but yeah, I'm picking the Cowboys this Sunday.
Yeah. All right.
So Dave, since you did the intro, I'll make the pick. You just said all that about Sunday Night Football, and that clearly shows that the Cowboys are fan favorites of network TV. We have been seeing this team twice in a row in the playoffs, and y'all just booted us out of there. You came out there the first year with your boombox playing one of my favorite songs. We could have been superstars. Then y'all knocked the stars out of Dak and the Cowboys. Then you came back. We went to Santa Clara. You know, I came back from Cabo. I was like, man, we gonna turn up, man. Let's go. And then Dak threw two picks. Tony Pollard got hurt. Offense just went flat. Couldn't do nothing. Trayvon Diggs. All he had to do was just hit Kittle, and we probably would have still been in that game. You just had to hit him. The bobble catch, boom, big play. Purdy. I call him Purdy 30. I average it 30 points a game. But with that being said, I picked us to win this game in my season prediction because we can beat y'all in the regular season. That's when those playoffs start. That's when Dak start acting a little funny. You get a little funny in the light.
That was my reason.
But this one here is personal. It's regular season, and he know if he lose, he get to play next week. So we're going to win this game by 3 points. And I'm going to come in here. And if we lose, I'm not coming in the chat. I know y'all know that now.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! All right. So Tom will actually spoke facts. When it comes to regular season, the last time we played him in the regular season, we actually lost that game. And we actually lost that handily. So I'm not even going to – yeah, we lost that game by double digits. So I'm not – he's absolutely right. However, this game seems to be a little bit – this time it seems to be a little different for us. Although you did get Trey Lance and he's supposed to be helping you with the offense.
That's not going to help.
I'm sorry, but Trey Lance couldn't do the offense while he was here. So I don't see how that's going to help Dallas. But I also think this game is going to be a lot closer. I actually think this game stops our 30 point streak that we've had. I don't think we score over 30, but I do see this game being close. I got, I also have us winning this by 3. The score, I would say, would be 27-24 or 24-21. I think it's going to be a really close game.
Okay, so because we're on the show and we got to come back on Monday and talk about this, you said 24-27?
Yeah.
I don't even think neither one of us scored 20 points. It's going to be one of those. It's going to be the teams.
It could be a 20-17 game. You're right.
It could be 27-20. I feel like that's reasonable. I hope
Debo isn't that the same score you predicted in the playoff game and we won?
Well, that's playoffs. This is regular season. The Cowboys would do good in the regular season. It's the playoffs they're fumbling. Right. I believed in them last year, which I shouldn't have. But you know, it's a regular season, not the playoffs. So I mean, they're capable of anything right now.
So all I'm saying is I'll be shocked if we win by more than 3. Simply because of I respect the Cowboys defense. Although their best cornerback is not in the game, he's out for the rest of the year, of course. But who knows? Hey, David, look, we have the same name, David. I'm not going to allow you to disrespect Trey Lance. Okay,
I knew that was
he is a Cowboy now, so I'm rooting against him. But I'm not going to allow you to trash him like that. All right, he needs his opportunity. He needs to go somewhere where somebody believes in him.
All right, Dave, I know we got to get out of here, but I got to say this though: if we go out there and win this game the way we've been winning the last few games that we've won in blowout fashion, this is no discredit to the 49ers defense, but I am prepared to see what networks are going to say about the Dallas Cowboys after that. Because they're saying this is a prove-it game. And if they go out there and do it the way...
There's nothing bad they can say about the Cowboys.
It's the regular season.
If we lose this game in blowout fashion to y'all, there's absolutely nothing they can say about the Cowboys. They can't.
You know what
But if the shoe on the foot, Michael Parsons, don't do your podcast on Monday, buddy. Don't get ugly.
You know what the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. That's the Cowboys every year. They will go, they had the best regular season record, but
playoffs come.
So what? You know, like Michael might win MVP, but
this would be different because you're actually I feel like this would be different because you're actually beating a team who's on a winning streak right now, has top five in both offense and defense right now. So this will mean a lot more. And everybody's healthy.
It's week five in the regular season. If the Cowboys win, it's week five in the regular season. That don't mean like it's – This is week five. This is what the Cowboys do every year. I'll be expecting something different every year.
I just want to correct you on one thing about
this. After week six or seven, I don't want to hear any more about this being just week this.
Oh, I told you.
It's still early. It's early. Week
six is that's dead on my end. But, Mark, I want to tell you this. I want to correct you on one statement that you made. The definition of insanity is what I said, doing the same thing over and over and getting the same results. That's not just a Cowboy fan. That's being a fan of any team in the NFC East because we all have our moments. So – we all have our delusional sports moments. It's all good.
Okay. I respect it.
But let's get these last words, man. Let's get out of here, man. It's Friday night, man. People want to go see the movies and stuff.
Great show today. Great show today. Thanks, Mark, for coming on, man, for representing the Commanders and, you know, making picks with us as well. So we appreciate you for coming on, my guy.
Hey, Dave, click the link in the description. Dave, make sure you click the link in the description. We need to talk to you on one of these chats, man.
Become a member. Become a member, Dave. Look, we got the same name. So, you know, become a member.
But go ahead, man.
Click the link in the bio.
All I'm going to say is, look, if you're Commanders fans, don't be too wary. Don't be trying to execute nobody's jobs. Remember, like, we still got a lot of season left. So, I mean, if you give up right now, don't give up right now, basically. Just, you know. Let's sell out again next week, and I guarantee you, we won't lose. We're gonna beat Atlanta. We're gonna beat Atlanta like handily. So, go West Virginia Mountaineers 4-1. We doing our thing. Also, the Wizards, we coming out strong this year. You know what I'm saying? They always say like, oh yeah, we ain't got the roster to compete. We'll see about that. You know what I'm saying? So, look, Miami Mad, they got Jimmy Butler on some emo stuff, you know, like
tonight.
I know
tonight.
You know, you got the Panic at the Disco look going on. So I mean like we good. Like you know, I'm in a good place. We still good. This is the worst loss of the season for us though, and it will be the worst loss of the season. We'll be alright. We'll be good. Forbes, I still believe in you. Still gotta prove something, but I still believe in you. We good. HTTC.
You sure about that? I had to find out right quick. But for me, man, at the end of the day, I'm always show. I'll show you one day, man. I'll show you one day. We got to, at the end of the day, man, I always got to show my gratitude to the folks that tune in every single day that we have one of these episodes pop up, not just R2 Well, but BWT, CTC, FFC, and just helping us grow this network. Like literally, we just found another Bears fan out of nowhere. So that means the Commanders got reach. We got to do some more Commanders topics, Joe. You got to come on back, man. And, Dave, I'm going to say it now, man. Good game. Good game.
Good game. I'm going to say it, too.
But if we come in here on Monday morning.
Cardo, Jimmy does not have a mullet. He went back to the braids. He literally did that just for opening day. He did the same thing last season. I don't know what's up with Jimmy doing that, but he don't have a mullet anymore. For me, Carter,
you messed up my whole little Michael Irvin moment, but it's all good. Take it away, baby.
I'm sorry. For me, man, Sunday's going to be great. We got all these rivalry games. I think it's going to be really good. I know the chat's going to go crazy. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Thanks for everybody that put in the super chat today. Dino, Vaughn, Cotto, Joe, and Vaughn again. He put in two, of course. So, appreciate y'all. Thank you for all the superstar members. As Tomo always states, you shout out to you too, because you're gonna be next, you know. And we're gonna have a few a few members only videos next week. I know for sure. I know for sure it's going to be one between us, Tomo.
Oh yeah.
I know it's going to be one between us, so I'm prepared for that. But honestly, this was a great show.
I might
show.
Have Worm do that.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. So I'm fine with that. On. But it was a great show today. Shout out to you, Mark, for coming on. Shout out to AJ who came on as a guest. Look, we had 40 minutes of the Commander segment. That I don't think me and Tom expected that, but it was entertaining.
I appreciate y'all.
It was very entertaining. So appreciate y'all, man. Have a great day. And I also have something that's coming up, something new that's coming up that I talked to Joe about. I know we have the doghouse, but I have a little mix up with that coming up soon. So
okay,
look out for that.
And just like that, we out.
Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.